I did not hear the hissing, cracking noise they make in cutting through rock. The sounds along the Bug Boulevard were unlike the settlement sounds, a low, background rumble, which increased to a roar every few moments, as if heavy traffic were passing. I listened at post number 5, then got an idea. Checked it by having the standby man at each of the 4 posts along the tunnel call out, "Mark," to me each time the roaring got loudest. Presently I reported, "Captain."
"Yeah, Johnny."
"The traffic along this bug race is all moving one way, from me toward you. Speed is approximately 110 miles per hour. A load goes past about once a minute."
"Close enough," he agreed. "I make it 108 with a headway of 58 seconds.
"Oh." I felt dashed and changed the subject. "I haven't seen that sapper company."
"You won't. They picked a spot in the middle rear of Headhunter area. Sorry, I should have told you. Anything more?"
"No, sir." We clicked off, and I felt better. Even Blackie could forget. And there hadn't been anything wrong with my idea. I left the tunnel zone to inspect the listening post to right and rear of the bug area, post 12. As with the others, there were 2 men asleep, 1 listening, 1 standby. I said to the standby, "Getting anything?"
"No, sir."
The man listening, one of my 5 recruits, looked up and said,
"Mr. Rico, I think this pickup has just gone sour."
"I'll check it," I said. He moved to let me jack in with him. Frying bacon, so loud you could smell it. I hit the all-hand circuit. "First platoon, up, wake up, call off and report," and clicked over to officer's circuit. "Captain, Captain Blackstone, urgent."
"Slow down, Johnny, report."
"Frying bacon sound, sir," I answered, trying desperately to keep my voice steady. "Post 12 at coordinates Easter 9, square black 1.
"Easter 9, he agreed. "Decibels?"
I looked hastily at the meter on the pickup.
"I don't know, Captain, off the scale at the max end. It sounds like they're right under my feet."
"Good,"
he applauded, and I wondered how he could feel that way.
"Best news we've had today. Now listen, son, get your lads awake."
"They are, sir."
"Very well. Pull back 2 listeners. Have them spot check around post 12. Try to figure out where the bugs are going to break out. And stay away from that spot. Understand me?"
"I hear you, sir," I said carefully. "But I do not understand."
He sighed.
"Johnny, you'll turn my hair gray yet. Look, son, we want them to come out. The more the better. You don't have the firepower to handle them other than by blowing up their tunnel as they reach the surface, and that is the one thing you must not do.